From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March the 23rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Hudson City Board of Education voted last week to consolidate voting districts for school elections. The decision reduced the number of polling locations from 5 to 3. Beginning with the upcoming budget vote and Board of Election in May, district residents will vote in either Claverick, Greenport, or Hudson. The Livingston and Stockport voting districts have been eliminated. District voters living in Livingston and Taconic will now vote in Claverick. Those living in Stockport and portions of Ghent will vote in Greenport. The consolidation will reduce the overall cost to purchase and operate new electronic voting machines. In other district news, Business Administrator Sharifa Carbon urged those concerned with the impact of the computer phishing incident to contact her directly for information and assistance. Phishing is when an individual uses a false website or email address to steal personal information that is then exploited. Hudson District employees were recently targets of one such scam. The police and the FBI have been made aware of the incident. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that voters in the Coxsackie Athens School District went to the polls on Tuesday, March the 22nd, and approved one of three capital projects proposed by the district. As approved, the $15.6 million Proposition 1 will permit the creation of clustered classrooms, improved security measures, a renovated high school library, reconfigured traffic patterns, as well as some athletic improvements, including a resurfaced and widened track, a press box, and lighting for night games. Proposition 2 and 3 were rejected. Proposition 2 proposed for the creation of adjoining middle and high school libraries, and Proposition 3 would have allowed the installation of artificial turf on the district's main athletic field. The plan now goes to the State Education Department for approval. Once given the okay, construction will begin. Board of Education President Joseph Garland said that while he would have preferred all three propositions be approved, at least a bulk of the project will now go forward. A similar proposal was rejected by the district's voters in December. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential that cashless tolling will begin April 23rd on the existing Tappan Zee Bridge. The Tappan Zee spans the Hudson River, connecting South Nyack in Rockland County with Tarrytown in Westchester County. All cash toll collection will end and be replaced with an entirely electronic process. The Thruway Authority's board received a briefing on the changeover at a meeting on Monday, March the 21st. The change is estimated to cut 9.2 hours from the annual driving time of the average daily commute over the bridge. Once the new system is in place, all cars will proceed at highway speed over the bridge. The owners of cars with Easy Pass will receive a bill within 10 to 30 days, depending on their state of residence. The toll collection staff will be reassigned, a Thruway official told the board. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. There is a community forum with Assemblyperson Pete Lopez and State Senator George Amador at 6 p.m. today, March the 23rd, at the Saugerties High School, 310 Washington Avenue Extension in Saugerties. The public is invited to ask questions of the legislators who represent voters from Ulster to Greene, Albany, and Schoharie counties. The session will last until 7:30 p.m. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting for the New York News Connection for the Public News Service on negative tax caps impacting school budgets.
Education groups are warning that New York's property tax cap means schools need additional state aid to fund services. School districts depend on property taxes and state funding for their programs, but the amount they can raise is limited by a property tax cap, which is set at 2% or the prior year's consumer price index, whichever is less. Andy Pallotta of New York State United Teachers says with inflation at almost zero, at least 82 districts around the state are facing negative tax caps this year.
With this complex formula, some districts around the state have a below zero amount that they can spend. So there would actually be a reduction in taxes So less money coming into a school district than the year before.
The New York State Education Conference Board, representing parents, teachers, and other school professionals, is calling on the state to fix the tax cap so it can't go below zero and to increase aid to schools by $2.2 billion for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. According to Pallotta, that figure includes $1.7 billion just to keep up with current expenses, plus additional funds to restore past cuts.
So many school districts are still behind what they used to get from 2008 and 2009 when we had the big recession. So there's a lot of catching up that needs to be done.
But with so many districts unable to raise additional funds through property taxes this year, educators believe it's up to the state to make up the difference. And Pallotta says the money is there. New York State currently has a $5.4 billion budget surplus.
This is an opportunity to follow the lead of other states that do have a tax cap, but put in an extraordinary amount of money from the state to make up for what a local school district cannot raise.
The state budget is due on April 1st. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sear.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers mainly before 4 p.m. today. It will be cloudy with the temperature high near 59 degrees. The chance of rain is 30%. On Wednesday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 50%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of rain mainly before 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Thursday night, rain is likely mainly after 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 48. And on Friday, rain is likely mainly before 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:51 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:12 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 23rd day of March, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.